Welcome back to American Soundways. I would think as a musician, when you're asked to back up the greatness of someone like Aretha Franklin, that says a lot about your talents. Such was the case with King Curtis, born Curtis Owsley in Fort Worth in 1934. The Kingpins, led by King Curtis, which included another Fort Worth native guitarist, Cornell Dupree, backed Aretha Franklin on some of her finest recordings. Earlier in his career, King Curtis cut his teeth as a session musician in New York in the 50s and into the 60s, playing with bands such as the Shirelles, Herbie Mann, and most notably the Coasters. As a solo artist, Curtis enjoyed a string of successful recordings as well, including Soul Serenade, Memphis Soul Stew, and his number one R&B hit, Soul Twist. King Curtis liked working in New York, and ironically was quoted as saying, "In the South, you have to restrain yourself to make sure you come back alive." A few months later, he was stabbed to death outside of his New York apartment. Fort Worth native Cornell Dupree is a cross-genre session guitarist who, in addition to working with King Curtis, contributed to albums by Joe Cocker, Paul Simon, Lena Horne, and countless others. Cornell began playing in the Fort Worth area at 16 years old and was even summoned to New York to play with King Curtis. Cornell Dupree is easily one of the most respected guitarists in the industry. Maybe it was the outlaw legacy left by Butch Cassidy and Sundance that can help account for one of the greatest outlaws in music cutting his chops in Fort Worth.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Willie Nelson was born outside of Waco, Texas, in a small farming town called Abbott in 1933. Willie Nelson has achieved a status that very few musicians have. Growing up in the 40s, Willie was influenced by the styles of Bob Wills, Hank Williams, and Fort Worth's Light Crust Doughboys. After high school, Willie served for a short time in the Air Force, but took an early discharge after being plagued with back problems. He found himself selling everything from Bibles to vacuum cleaners door to door, and then as a DJ at Fort Worth's KCNC. Within a few years, Willie Nelson was a disc jockey and singer in the rowdy honky-tonks along Fort Worth's notorious Jacksboro Highway, where supposedly it was mandatory to carry a firearm for your own protection. Apparently, one of the bars where Nelson played surrounded the stage with chicken wire to keep performers from getting hit with bottles. By now, a husband, a father, and almost broke, Willie Nelson's songwriting skills began to be noticed, albeit slowly. After a stop in Houston, where he DJed and taught guitar, Willie Nelson decided to make a go of it in Nashville. In a cramped office, Willie found inspiration to write a song called Hello Walls that he penned within a few short minutes.
Hello Walls, hot things go for you today.
The song made its way to country musician Farron Young and before long was number one on the charts. Willie's first royalty check was for $20,000. Willie found himself in the company of Nashville's hottest writers. Among those was fellow Fort Worth alumni Roger Miller. That same year, Willie had written two more hits, Funny How Time Slips Away for Billy Walker and Crazy for Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
The next few years were lean, and a somewhat discouraged Nelson moved back to Texas, this time Austin. After a very short retirement from country music, Willie began performing again and soon recorded Redheaded Stranger and scored another hit with Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Blue eyes crying in the rain.
The early 70s was a good time for country and rock, as the lines differentiating them became less and less. Crossover bands like Poco, the Eagles, and the Marshall Tucker Band helped to bridge listening tastes. Willie Nelson had been given creative control by his record label, and hence the birth of Outlaw Country. Willie soon paired up with Waylon Jennings and recorded the hit Poncho and Lefty, a song written by Texas native Townes Van Zandt, beginning a string of enormously successful duets with the likes of Julio Iglesias, Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Toby Keith, Neil Young, and Norah Jones, to name just a few of the more than 80 duets that he's done.
Cause I don't want nobody fooling, we're always hanging around.
Over his decades of musical contributions, Willie Nelson has written hit songs, sung hit songs, won Grammys, acted in films, been inducted into the Nashville Songwriters, Country Music, and Overall Songwriters Halls of Fame, received Lifetime Achievement and Living Legend Awards, won Entertainer of the Year, founded Farm Aid, and has blessed millions and millions of people with his music. After spending so many years in Fort Worth working the bars and honky-tonks, many locals still consider Willie Nelson as the town's prodigal son. In October 1971, Allman Brothers guitarist Duane Allman was tragically killed by a truck hauling peaches. It may be melodramatic to suggest that the spirit of Duane could exist in a band out of Fort Worth, but when you listen to the music of the Peach Truck Republic, named as an homage to the Allman Brothers, you can't help but hear a ring of familiarity that takes you back to the days of Morning Dew. I talked with Wes Dismuke of the Peach Truck Republic, and we'll get to that interview right after we listen to the song Tried and True from their CD Barnboard Blonde on American Soundways.
One last time now, baby blue. Been a kicking me too. Big leaves and gardens of Eden. My tongue tied, tried and true. Speak like the devil and he comes. He comes around. For me and you. Oh, now
I had a chance to ask Wes Dismuke of the Peach Truck Republic what influences they draw on to come up with their sound.
It's really kind of accidental and just kind of comes from the people, because you've got myself, I'm on the Allman Brothers end of the spectrum, and then you've got my bass player, who's, you know, Hank Williams Sr. end, and you've got my piano player, who's, he would be more into Fish, and my drummer, who, he used to play in heavy metal bands. So, you know, it's pretty broad there. If I think of something or I hear something, I write it down. I do. I write a lot, and I've probably got our next three records just waiting. As far as inspiration, I get so much inspiration from other music, you know. And just nothing pushes me around like music. You know, nothing sticks with me, no other medium. Nothing makes me tick like music, and just the animal that I am, you know.
Do you find your band getting much radio play?
You know, this last record we did, which went national in March, we did our first real push for radio. And because as we recorded Barn Boy Blonde, we kept coming out with these short songs, and we were all amazed by this. We even got a little some press about it, you know. So I was like, hey, you know, let's see if any of this will get some radio. And Homegrown Music Network, you may be familiar with.
Yes, I am.
They picked us up, and which for us, you know, if you look at who we're rubbing shoulders with in there at Homegrown, there is not a lot of regional bands in there, if any. And so for us to get in there, for those guys to pick us up, was nice. But from that, we started getting some radio reports, you know, and seeing our music in there, and it was just as, you know, pretty as you please. You'd see an instrumental of ours, Laurel and Oleander, sitting there beside, you know, in memory of Elizabeth Reed, you know, on somebody's radio show, and that's really gratifying.
You know, when I read a bunch of stuff about you on the internet, one of the quotes that I liked the best was probably, they called you guys an institution of Southern pride built on the way music used to be made before profit became a priority.
Yeah, it feels good to hear that. It feels good to hear, you know, to hear you say that, because that lets me know we have been true to something anyway.
Well, Wes, thanks very much for joining us on American Soundways, and I wish you and your band a lot of luck.
Thanks, Tripp. We really appreciate you reaching out for us.
Another great Texas songwriter, who never achieved the commercial success or notoriety like that of Willie Nelson, was Fort Worth native Townes Van Zandt. Actually, more than a Fort Worth native, Townes Van Zandt was a Texan through and through. He was the great-grandson of one of the original settlers who founded Fort Worth. Townes Van Zandt's music touched his fans and touched his contemporaries in ways that are hard to describe. Like many of his fellow musicians, he moved around from town to town and state to state. In Van Zandt's case, Colorado, Minnesota, Montana, as well as Nashville, Austin, and really worked the coffee house circuit throughout Houston. Although born into a wealthy oil family, Townes Van Zandt craved the modest comforts of the common man and those less fortunate. His music has been described as impressionistic, visionary poetry, and unflinching lyrical honesty. Inspired by the likes of Lightning Hopkins, Bob Dylan, and Hank Williams, he then went on to inspire the likes of Steve Earle, Emmylou Harris, Guy Clark, Nancy Griffith, Robert Earl Keane, the Cowboy Junkies, Lucinda Williams, Kurt Cobain, Lyle Lovett, and countless others. Townes Van Zandt is given much of the credit for the resurgence of the country movement under the guise of alt-country in the early 90s. After years of battling depression and addictions, Townes Van Zandt died unexpectedly on New Year's Day 1977 from complications due to hip surgery. Ironically, 44 years to the day after his hero Hank Williams died.
That saved the big top from flames. So if you ever go out to the circus, this may be the only circus song I ever liked in my life. Right? I don't like zoo songs either. Where the Wallenders walk on the wire, cowboy. When the white horse's leap rings the fire.
One of the first names that springs up when talking with people about the Fort Worth music scene is Delbert McClinton. Born in Lubbock, Texas, from the same fertile West Texas soil as Waylon Jennings, Roy Orbison, and Buddy Holly. After his family's move to Fort Worth when he was a teenager, an accomplished harmonica player, Delbert quickly immersed himself in the local music scene. One of his early bands, the Straitjackets, was playing the same rowdy honky-tonks along Jacksboro Highway that Willie Nelson found himself playing or surviving in just a few years earlier. As the house band for one of the clubs, the Straitjackets were sharing the stage with musical icons like Sonny Boy Williamson, Howlin' Wolf, and Jimmy Reed. In 1962, another Fort Worth native, Bruce Channel, recruited Delbert to play harmonica on his song Hey Baby, and it was soon a number one hit. Delbert went on to tour with Channel, and while in England, ended up giving harmonica lessons to a young lad named John from Liverpool. The result was a riff that sounded something like this. I spoke with Delbert recently about his career and his early days in the Fort Worth area. We'll be back with that interview, and then we'll listen to his Grammy Award-winning duet with Bonnie Raitt. That's coming up on American Soundways.